Armadoxy for today, Charimian and self-worth. With the Martin Luther King holiday, we began looking at the power to bring about change that is within us all. Today we look at one of the heroes of Armadoxy, Charimian Heidig, and begin to uncover a lesson of survival from the Armenian Church. Magardich Charimian was the 125th Catholicos of all Armenians, serving from 1892 to 1907. He was so beloved by the people that he was given the moniker Heidig, an endearing term for father in the Armenian language. I remember back in the 1970s, while a seminarian at Holy Etchmiadzin, it was common to find flowers placed on Charimian Heidig's grave on a daily basis by people who either remembered him or whose parents had passed along inspiring stories about Charimian. There is a small garden in Etchmiadzin where a tree engraved in Charimian's image marks the spot where he would sit and mingle with the people. In the mid-1800s, Charimian was invited to an international conference in Berlin. On his return to Armenia, he addressed his people in a poignant letter, describing the meeting as nations huddled around a pot of herise. This is a porridge made with meat and grains, its thickness being its noted attribute. He wrote that all the nations came to the table with clanging swords and dug deep into the herise as if with iron ladles, pulling out their portion for their nations. However, when it was his turn to draw the portion for the Armenians, he had no sword, no guns, but only a letter in his hands, a letter which he called the paper ladle, which easily flopped by the weight of the herise. He tells the Armenian people, when you return to Armenia, arm yourself with weapons, weapons, and more weapons. People, understand above all else that you must put the hope of your freedom upon yourself, on your brains, the might of your fist. Man for himself must work for his deliverance. Today in our world, which is bogged down by a culture of materialism and egotism, we have a false sense of value. We have forgotten about the strength that we have within us. We have forgotten that we were born of the font of baptism and drink from the fountain of immortality, connecting us to Jesus Christ. Charimian Heidig, as well as generations of leaders, had tapped into that divine power. How else can you explain the resurrection of the Armenian people? From the ashes of genocide, they stood at Sardarabad, maintained faith in the communist era, to the independence of Armenia, following the gospel message, unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it remains a single seed. But by dying, it produces a harvest. All the time, connecting us to the power of Jesus Christ. We will continue on this thread tomorrow. For today, we offer a prayer for our foreparents by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. O God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the creative insights in the universe. We thank Thee for the lives of great saints and prophets in the past who have revealed to us that we can stand up amid the problems and difficulties and trials of life and not give in. We thank Thee for our foreparents who've given us something in the midst of the darkness of exploitation and oppression to keep going. Grant that we will go on with the proper faith and the proper determination of will, so that we will be able to make a creative contribution to this world and in our lives. In the name and spirit of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.